Yes, it's the Three Juventinos podcast show, show number 71. Gee, has time flown in the last 24 months with our podcast show? Tonight's show will be a call-in show as Marco Fiorenti is come down sick, and I'm doing it from the man cave, which is basically covered wall-to-wall with Juventus, anything related to Juventus, but I'm calling in the big G tonight, Anthony Toromacchio, and we're going to talk about Juventus because nothing's really changed, but it's getting more frustrating to watch. You know, I think a lot of us have had a gut full, and I think we're looking forward to the end of the season, but there is 6 games to go, and we need to cement that Champions League spot because the money apparently will matter a lot, basically who we get and who we don't get. And I'm not really confident at the moment, but let's get Juventino Anthony on the line and we'll get right into the Serie A action in the derby.
Hey, good evening.
How you going, champ? What's happening, mate?
Fantastic. Apart from, all that's happened with Juventus in the last, whatever it's been, couple of 24 hours or whatever it's been.
Isn't it getting really depressing? Like, I was just mentioning on the intro that, it just gets worse and you become numb to it now. Like, you watch it and you go, oh, here we go. What are we going to cop today or what?
Yeah. I was going to say, we're starting to become a little bit immune to disappointment.
Oh, yeah.
And just because, I think also, another thing is too, just because of the positioning that we were in, it's we're not in that complete danger zone for a couple of reasons. First of all, we're not losing every game, so we're still gaining some points.
Yeah.
But also, a big special thanks to Bologna, who have also dropped, points in the last couple of rounds.
Mm. Which has helped us a lot.
Yeah, it has. And, they've also been in matches where they, no team scored. So Bologna could, if they're a little bit sharper, they could have just got the job done. Now, it's an interesting thing with Bologna because usually when a team is in the top 4 or 5, as we've seen in past seasons with teams like Sassuolo, Udinese, they usually drop off a lot earlier than when you're getting into the game, match day 30. They usually drop off, a little bit earlier.
Mm.
It's interesting. I wonder if the news about Motta possibly coming to Juventus, I wonder if those rumours are kind of not helping the team, because they've also been dropping points to teams that haven't been, that great.
Yeah.
So,
did you hear the news about one of our recruits that we're looking into for Bologna, Ferguson? Apparently, they reckon he's done his knee.
Oh wow! Yeah. Well, when did that happen?
In just overnight, in the game they just played. Yeah. So,
when we basically have a look at it, Bologna, if you look at all the past matches, they were, the last time they drew was against Milan, right?
Yeah.
Not in the last couple of matches. I'm saying, let's go back a bit. They lost to Cagliari mid-January.
Mm.
They then drew to Milan, right, which is, not too bad. It was Milan in Milan as well.
Yeah.
Then they came back, they beat Sassuolo, they thumped Lecce, they beat Fiorentina, they beat Lazio, they beat Verona, they beat Atalanta, they lost to Inter, understandable.
Yeah.
They beat Empoli, they beat Salernitana, and then they drew.
Yeah.
0-0 to Frosinone, who haven't really been doing that well, and 0-0 as well. You could expect fair enough if they drew, and you know what Frosinone is like. You know, if Khedira scores a goal or two like he did against us, and also did a couple goals against Milan as well overnight, you know, that's fair enough. But to be 0-0 against Frosinone and then after that go home to Bologna and play Monza and do another 0-0 draw, you know, that they should should be on top of us by now. Really.
Or just say equal or one behind us, because really the game against Monza, they had like something like nearly just under 20 shots on goal to Monza's only 4 in the whole game. So you're probably right, but in saying that, you know, we just ride the luck, if you call that luck. But I think more concerning is how we played in this game in the derby, which, you know, doesn't matter where Torino is on the ladder, it's still a derby and it means a lot to the city of Turin. So, I think I'm more frustrated about this game was that Dujan should have buried at least 2 sitters, like literally killed it. But I just, you know, I saw things in this game, and again, it's certain players doing the selfish things, you know, and not being playing as a part of a team, that, you know, I'm going to put a Rabiot up on this one again, not good enough. If his attitude is that he's on his way out, well, piss off, don't just leave, don't come back.
He did have a lot of activity, though.
He did. But towards the end, if you saw what he did when Yildiz was in the perfect position to take it and go forward, you know, he just basically didn't do it. And then
the team moments.
But, you know, and again, in this game, there was one standout player. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, Anthony, the concern is, I think the players are wishing it was the end of the season or towards the end of the season right now, because I think they've basically packed up and left the building, as they say. But, you know, 6 games to go. We're in a position where, okay, we're 4 points in front of 4th position. But, again, the concerning factors in this is this team's not playing for the coach or for the manager. And they're not playing to their potential, the players too, and doing the job they're supposed to be doing.
The other thing that is quite concerning too is, you know, for example, Bologna really is our biggest. Bologna and Roma, to a certain extent, are our biggest threat of losing the top 4 spot. The thing that's quite disturbing as well is it's not like oh, Bologna's, you know, in soccer when a team drops points, it seems like you drop points and stuff. You know, that happens. Problem is, we played before Bologna played Monza, so. We, you know, there's no excuse of, oh, you know, like maybe we got a bit complacent and thought, well, if we don't win this game, it doesn't really matter. It's just not, it's very lackluster. There's actually no excuse at the moment. And, it's a bit of a worry because, you know, like it's not like it's the last couple of games. We've got a fair few games. We've got 6 games to go. Yeah. So anything can happen.
And this week's games against Cagliari is no given if we can win. That's the thing.
They've had some impressive results.
Like
that one,
like against Inter as well, 2-2.
We were talking a couple of months ago when they beat. Bologna, and yes, the Inter match, which they could have, you know, they could have probably won that one as well. They also beat Atalanta 2-1, and you know held Napoli to a draw as well. So they've had some decent results in the last couple of months.
They're not going to be a pushover, and knowing the way that they will plan well for that game against us, because
This is the time for a lot of teams to get revenge on the times that we've beaten them many, many times in the past. There's more incentive for us to win, but while we're down, it's actually, you know, teams have even more of a belief that they can actually beat us. So, a bit quite worrying.
It is.
That comes out of all of this is Bologna's run is not easy. They have Roma away. They have Udinese at home. Anything can happen there. Torino away. Torino's one of those teams where it depends on which Torino comes out.
Yep.
They've got a couple of, you know, a couple of good players that can score goals. Sanabria, and there's also that Vlasic or whatever his name is. So there's that. Napoli away. They have us at home. Huge match there. And then Genoa away. So
yeah,
it's not an easy run for them.
It's ours to stuff up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which at the moment, we're just idling in second gear and we're not really going forward quickly or going back. It's just it's staying in idle at the moment. But for how long, we'll see. Ant, but, mate, let's get right into the action of the Serie A, which was the Derby di Mole in Turin against Torino. Ended up 0-0. Bit of the stats here, mate. I was a bit shocked. Torino had 13 shots on goal to Juventus 8. On target, 2-3. Possession-wise, 53 to us, 47 to them. Fouls, pretty high up, 18 to 11. Yellows, 3-2. One red, which their coach got the Cela V out of the
rich.
Yeah. One offside. One offside. Corner, 6-2. Basically, we're in third, 63 points, and we're four clear of Bologna, and Torino's in ninth on 45 points. So in saying that, really very disappointed that there was no passion, no glinta in this game regards to Juventus. It's one of the most dullest derbies I've watched in a very, very long time, and pretty much sums up Juventus in this last, half of the season. They're just, they've got no direction. It's just bits and pieces, throw it here, throw it there. And Gutsy, to his full credit, until the substitution, I felt he was our best player. But
Outstanding player that you were talking about?
I felt in this game, yes. Yeah. But, you know, I read and listen to other podcasts and people talking about the game, but there was one interesting one, which is the American feed for the Serie A, Paramount, mate, the actual people commentating, mate, they gave it to Max. And you know what? He deserved it because the substitutions that he did
was poor.
And I was very surprised in this game that Cambiasso was very, very quiet.
Yeah.
And Just one other thing, Ant, before I hand it over to you. Why couldn't he play Yildiz and Chiesa in this game?
Yeah.
I think it would have been perfect to play them two up front just to see how it would go.
Especially with Vlahovic missing some early chances. Yeah. Now, it's not to go out and punish him, but he's, you know, we know that he's a confidence player. I don't think he's got to that point where he's a player where he can turn his frustration into scoring more. I think that's one thing he lacks in his attitude.
Yeah.
But I feel that this is the type of game where you just have to go for it. You have to go for it.
Yeah.
But see, Allegri doesn't care. He'll just take the draw, right? Yeah. He's more worried about losing than trying to win a game, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why we've had so many draws for many, many years. There's no real rolling of the dice with Allegri. He'll just keep going at where he's got to go, and he doesn't try and win the game. I think we could win a lot more if we did roll the dice.
Yeah,
you're going to lose your game here and there, but I think you're going to probably win more games than lose games because we've got good players that can score. So, yeah, he should have chucked on Yildiz. And, he's still coming on and causing a threat. But, yeah, unfortunately, a typical Allegri move with the player, someone that's done nothing wrong and has just isolated him way too much for the quality of type of player he is. And it's even worse because we are lacking that energy, and you got guys like Inling Jr. and Yildiz who do so well that are just getting benched when guys like Kostic should be the ones being benched.
Yeah, that's true.
Should be on the, he should be on the table getting sold. Put him on as a super sub so that he does well for 20 or 30 minutes and get money that you can get. Don't play him for a whole game because he's losing his value.
Yeah, like Moise Kean and other players that we got there that basically are worth nothing, but you wonder why and how they continually get games. And yeah, you know, even Sandro, I pick on Sandro a lot, but, you know.
It's the style of play, unfortunately. It is. That style of play, that boring defensive style of play is suiting those players, and they're the ones that get it, not the energetic players that you would think a coach would want to be playing more often.
And another thing is, too, the formation, he's only got one formation, 3-5-2.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's got no other idea in the back of his skull to play a different formation.
You can only use one formation when you have a bulletproof formation.
Yeah.
Like a bulletproof team.
Like Real Madrid, I'll use an example, Man City, they've got players that can play that. Yeah.
You've got that one formation, and no matter who you put on, it is an upgrade. Juventus, how many times have we been in games in the last couple of years where even when we're up, we'll put guys like Moise Kean on or Milik and it doesn't actually get better, it gets worse.
Yeah,
it just gets to the point where it's like, oh, wow, like you put these guys on, they've got fresh legs, but it looks like we're going to cop a goal. That should really never happen, you know.
What we used to have in our back four, being Chiellini, Bonucci, Barzagli. You know, like those core back players that we had originally, just proves how strong we were, you know, defensively. Yeah. Where today. I still think we have to revert back to a back four if we were to go forward.
Absolutely. And also, you've got guys like Rugani and that are barely playing. It's like, what are you trying to have your three at the... He's not even doing a formation that... Like, he is changing up the back three, I get that. But the thing is, mate, we're playing one game a week.
That's the thing that I don't get. Like, we're playing one. That's only one game.
He should have four players playing at all times at the back and then just have one person rotating in between games.
I agree.
Whoever out of that top four, right, honestly, Rugani is the type of player you can keep him on the bench, and in that top four you just chuck someone, you know, let's say you have... you know, you're going to have Bremer and Gutsy playing, right?
Yep. Danilo, I've got a question mark on him, but anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, look, we've got a lot of question marks on players, but if you've got four in the back, it's a lot better to have one liability in four in the back than having one liability when you have three. That's been our biggest problem, and that's why we've copped so many goals. But, yeah, Allegri hasn't seen that. Like, it's like he's watching a different game, or he's not watching games back. I don't know what it is, but if you've got a liability, one out of four players, you might be able to get away with that, but you do not get away with it when you only got three at the back.
Yeah, I think we need to be shopping around for a left back, probably another right back. You know, we need some good quality defenders to back up what we got. But in saying that, Anthony, I'm worried about Bremer too, mate, because a player like that doesn't grow on trees, and if the reports are right, you know, Manchester United in the break, you know, this summer are going to come with, you know, the clause and pay it out, and they can do it quite easily. But, you know, what does Juventus do then?
they're in really big trouble. They're in big trouble because they're not going to make Champions League. Manchester United is not going to make Champions League. So they're going to have to, for them to get back in the top flight, they're going to be really splashing the cash this year. So
yeah, that's why I reckon Rabiot will probably go there.
Yeah, and look, you know, that, you know, that's going to be, I don't know, I don't think it's going to be tempting. Me personally, like, I feel that I don't think Bremer would want to go to United over us. I'm sure he would have had that opportunity. Bremer could have gone to the EPL after the Torino season. I actually feel that the only way Bremer's going is if we actually sell him.
And that's what I'm worried about, because if we have a disastrous last six games and we do miss Champions League, I can see players like him and Rabiot. Obviously, he's going to go, but yeah.
Yeah, look, if we don't make Champions League, it just makes it easier for Bremer. Bremer might just want to go on his own, because then he's not downgrading. But, you know, look, we don't really know, mate. We have no idea.
There's a lot of things going on at the moment because, you know, between players being sold and trying to, you know, get players to come. I mean, that Ferguson one is a bit of a knock for us because he looked like a player that could do a lot for us next season. But, yeah hopefully that's the reports are wrong and it's not as serious as what it is. But, Ant, what I took out of this game was the misses. Vlahovic, you know, to be, you know, the next level up, he needs to bury those.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there were three good opportunities to score three goals.
Yeah.
And one of them, I felt even
one
I could.
One of them should have gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one, for me, looking at, I'm pretty sure it was the first attempt.
Yeah.
The one where he hit the bar.
Yep.
For me, the one that hit the bar, look, I'm not saying I'm a world class striker or anything.
Nah, but that could have been anyone could probably
score. It was the way Vlahovic was coming into that ball. The ball was beautiful. It was
in the seventh minute. That Chiesa, obviously, we're talking about to do something. That should have been bang. And then Locatelli missed one in the 13th. I'll just go through the time frames where these should have been goal. You know, the 30th should have been the goal where Gatti crossed the ball in. It was perfect to do, son. You know, like, that's three goals, game's finish.
Locatelli's lost his touch of scoring ever since.
Oh, he has, yeah.
When he came to us at the start, he looked like, oh, yeah, this guy's going to score a lot. He has just, he's lost that
touch. He's forgotten how to score.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, with that ball that comes in by Chiesa, Vlahovic was, not only was he very relaxed, but he had to get behind the ball properly.
Yeah.
Like, he was just, it was like as if he was trying to tap it in. And, like,
yeah, you're right. That's what it looked like to me, too.
If he got behind the ball,
could have smashed him in, mate. That's it.
He could have gone behind that ball, whether it was far post or, you know, near post. He would have buried that. The only way that would have not gone in is if he kicked it straight to the keeper, which is what he did in another attempt. A great save by the keeper, unlucky by Vlahovic, but that was a tighter angle. This one here, first one, really should have done a little bit better with it. It just, you know, he needed to turn his body just that little bit more, and it would have, and that's it.
And with him, what I noticed when he missed the one in the 30th there, where Gatti did that run and crossed it to him, I felt he started to get angry.
Yeah.
And he's a player, if he gets angry and frustrated, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. Yeah, his frustration, he hasn't learned to turn his frustration into being more hungry. You know, like, there were many times where you'd see someone like Cristiano Ronaldo get really frustrated, and even Messi, but they would, you know, not all the time, but a lot of the times they'd turn that frustration into scoring a goal, you know? Yeah. And that's the difference between a really good player and a great player. Yeah. And look, Vlahovic is still young. He can still do a lot of that, but at the moment, you know, he's one of the guys that we're relying on scoring a lot when it comes to the, because our midfielders just aren't scoring enough.
No, they're not.
And he's quite reliant. And yeah, when you've got three good chances like that, he really should have buried one.
And you know what the worrying towards the end of this game, mate, 94th minute, they had a chance to win the game, Taruna. And they had probably two great chances to score.
Yeah, just Abria and...
In that 60th minute, the header there and the one towards the end, which was in the 94th. I just felt...
Which is always going to happen most teams, isn't it? We're lucky that Torino probably didn't play as good as they have in the past because they probably would have won this game.
Yeah,
they could. We've had a couple of derbies, more recent derbies, where they've played a lot better than this match.
Yeah.
We should, I guess we should get into the votes. The votes. What's your EDP for this game?
So for the Alessandro Del Piero votes, I am going for Mr. Gatti, the Cats. Yeah. I felt he was probably the most service. Well, he did his job and then did that run, and he did things where, look, I think whoever comes in as manager of our club next season needs to look at him and maybe give him a leadership role.
Yeah.
You need to do something where someone needs to be like a leader, a focal point for the team, and he looks like a type of person that could do that. So I here's my ADP on this game, and hopefully that happens because I think he could be a leader.
Yeah.
But there'll be probably people out there disagree with me, but that's just my theory on this, so
It's a good one there. I'm going to go Gutsy as well.
Okay.
And the Māori Award.
Yeah. Māori. Wow. That's...
I think Kostic, for me, I'd probably pick Kostic.
Okay.
I think he was pretty... He had a couple of good moments, but I reckon overall he was pretty... pretty down and out like he has for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely he'd probably be the one that stands out for me.
Oh, this one here now, I'm just trying to think. because I was disappointed with the number of players. You know what? I'm going Rabiot. People are going to say, oh, but he actually played okay. He did. No, you know what? Just have a think about it. There was moments in that game that he could have fed or laid off to better, you know, players in better position. And that Yildiz thing towards the end, that really did my head in.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's I reckon he's packed his bags and he knows where he's going. But it's just, for me, I just can't wait to see the back of him because he's been such a disappointment this season.
Yeah, especially after coming off such a...
He was good last year.
Yeah, he was. But see, this was the biggest worry I had about giving him another big contract.
Yeah,
it was like, he's great. You know, he's had that one great season. But if you're gonna base one season on a 3 or 4 year contract for a player at his age, then, no, I think that's wrong.
Well, his next contract is finished. It's finished. Whoever he signs up with, we know that's going to be...
That's it. So. The thing is, you know, he might also need a fresh start too because,
He's a smart player, Anth. I've worked... You know what? PSG supporters, they knew. They saw things with him. He knows when he needs to play and he protects himself.
Yeah.
That's the type of person he is.
PSG just had it. I think with PSG, they had enough money to be able to just get rid of someone like that. Juventus, I'm not saying we don't have the money to do it, but Juventus seem to hold on to, they've held on to worse players.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, we know that. So, because we haven't done so well in the last couple of years, that's probably made his role. It's kind of like you got two ways, right? If Juventus was doing really well, they might keep him because he would probably look pretty good around guys that are better than him, right?
Yeah.
But on the downside, because we weren't doing that well, all of a sudden he seems like the most experienced guy compared to Locatelli, McKennie, you know, Cambiasso, he's, you know, Fagioli. He's like, it's like, oh yeah, that's all right, keep him. Then we got Pogba, and it was like, yeah, cool, we got a bit of a French connection there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just always been in a good position with us. But yeah, to say, you know, out of all of his seasons, you could probably say Rabiot's had some great moments, made 1.5 to 2 good seasons out of all of them. And, you know, that to me doesn't justify doing a big contract. I'm glad we only gave him a year. But yeah, now I think he's got to go.
And, Ant, after the game, this was my message to Rabiot, mate. I could have been. Seriously, mate. You know, we've had. I can't put up with anymore, mate. I'm just over it, mate. But
yeah, the whole 1 year contract is a bit. Is enough to think that he's just playing with us before the Euros. That's what I look at it like. We're going to have him there. He's going to be playing at the top flight. Why? Because look, he could have gone to another club and absolutely flopped. And then who knows, he might not have gotten a spot. I don't know how good his relationship is with Deschamps, but he might have also just been doing it to help us out as well. You just really don't know, mate. You don't know. Like,
that's right.
You really don't know. I just feel there's a lot going on in the background with Juventus for the last year.
In saying that, brother, it's your advice of the week, which is Anthony's advice of the week, mate. So have you got any good advice to our listeners?
Yeah.
Because I needed advice, actually, with what Juventus has been dishing out, but yeah.
Bit of advice, yeah. I think, you know what, I'm going to take a little bit of advice here out of Mark's book. During the week, Mark was having a chat about Daniele De Rossi, coach of Roma, and we had this discussion on the last podcast regarding, you know, sometimes it's good just to get rid of a coach and have a fresh start. Sometimes that doesn't really work well, but sometimes it does. He hit the nail on the head and said, look at what he's done for Roma.
Yeah.
They might make Champions League. Like, there is a good chance, right?
Yeah, especially if we get the fifth spot as well, the way it looks at the moment.
Touch wood. Well, look, there's that too. But let's just say that there's no fifth spot, right? Regardless of whether there's a fifth spot or not, they've got a very, very tough run home.
Yeah.
They have, they're playing Bologna at home. They play Napoli away, they play us at home, they play Atalanta away, then they play Genoa at home, and then they play Empoli away, and then they play Milan. Last game of the year, they play Milan.
Could be for a position, too, in the Champions League.
Huge games. But I'll tell you what, if they can knock off Bologna, Napoli don't have heaps to play for. Juventus, who knows what happens with us. Atalanta doesn't have a lot to play for. And Milan, honestly, at the end of the year, Milan's probably not going to have a lot to play for too. They could definitely surpass Bologna if they stay positive. Anyway, my advice is influenced by what Mark was saying and what we were all saying in the last podcast.
Honestly, we're
weeks away from the end of the season. We are declining. We're not stable. Our team is declining. You may as well get, like, I get it, they might have something with Mossa, but it doesn't matter. We don't need to get Mossa now. We know that's not going to happen. Mossa's not going to come for the last six games.
Nah.
They need to just get rid of Allegri. And because if you're going to get rid of him at the end of the season, why is he still there? Is it a money thing? No, just pay him out. Like, it doesn't matter. It's six games.
Mm.
So my advice is to just get rid of Allegri now. I can understand at the start of the season if there was a money issue. I can understand if for mid-season you didn't want to disrupt the team. But shit, man, you know, we can only get lower now, and we could get knocked out. And it's not really worth it for six games. You may as well pay a guy out and just get one of our guys that's working for us just to be the coach and give him a bit of extra money. That's what I think should happen. So that's kind of my advice for this week, that Juventus should pull the pin no matter what. I'm almost worried that because they haven't pulled the pin, that Allegri could stay.
Yeah.
Does that ever get in your head?
I actually think it could happen. Yeah.
If you're going to get rid of him, why is he not just gone?
I don't know, Ant, but all I can say is that's your advice of the week.
That is.
And let's get into the next part of our podcast. Let's talk about like transfers or rumors or as they say, bullshit talk. So, bit of Pantera here, mate. You know, Cemetery Gates, bit of a classic in the background, mate. What are you hearing? I know what I'm hearing. Let's digress on it. Soler looks like they're going to sell, recoup some cash. Vlahovic's contract needs to be negotiated to a lower salary.
Yeah.
Works for us because if Rabiot is out the door, that's money saved there, which is he's on really good coin there. Sandro's finished. Here we go. Kostic, he has to go move. I think just sell him. Get your 10 or whatever you can get for him. Moise Kean, have to move you on. There are some Italian teams interested in Moise Kean. Get rid of him. But, you know, what other players do you think should go, we should be looking into? Ferguson's one I just said before that he may have a serious knee injury, which we're looking into. Where do we start? Even rumours of Danilo being sold, you know, or maybe moving him on too. But I think it all comes down to the management. Like, who's going to be our manager for next season? So, insane there, mate.
We're hoping that the rumours of Mossa are true. Because
Are you happy with that?
Absolutely.
Because he does play different Bologna, formations and stuff. So, yeah.
I think Bologna's lack of winning now is not because of Mossa. Like, their last couple games that they dropped, I don't think it's because of Mossa, in my opinion. I think it's just something that sometimes happens. Like, you can't win every game. I feel that he will get the best out of our young players. He's clearly playing young players. I know that's all they kind of have, you know, like, I know that he's just working with what he has, But I just don't think he'd be like Allegri, where he'd be playing guys like Sandro and Moise Keane more often, and Milik and stuff like that.
What about DeCilio? That's another thing too. Like, what were you shocked to see DeCilio play after such a long, like a long layoff, and then he put him in a pretty big game for us?
Yeah. And, typical,
mate, though, isn't it just like, that yeah. sums it up? But look, you know, he's another one. He's another one that needs to leave the club. He's just at that age now, and his body can't.
Yeah, can't play.
He was a great player when he was playing. Just sad reality is his body couldn't cope with it.
Yeah, and unfortunately couldn't cope at many, you know, for many many times. Probably one of the reasons why we got him.
But yeah.
Because he really hasn't been consistently playing with us
for a while. Yeah. He
started with us, so
we do need a right. We need a right back, a left back.
We need
a couple of defenders.
We need to get these guys off our books.
100%.
At any expense as well. Like, just get off the book. We shouldn't be paying players. There's some players that we like, DeCilio, you know, you're not going to get much money for. Guys like Milik, who we haven't paid a lot for, he should go. Moise Keane, that was just a stupid extension, should get rid of him. They really need to do, you know, especially if we get a new coach, they need to do a massive revamp of at least 5 or 6 players and, you know, a couple of top-up players. Juventus should nearly get another team.
I reckon you're going to need another team, because if we qualify, which I think we will for the FIFA World Cup, there's going to be something like 70-plus games. You've got, you know, Europe involved there and Coppa Italia. Mate, there's so many games. You're going to need two teams. You've got to have a list that you cover for your first team, and you've got to have a second team. That's a given.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there is a good nucleus of younger players that have been in the system that Juventus should be using for this upcoming season.
Yeah, that's right.
Panacheta, you know, yeah. I was going to say,
there's no, when I say we need to get like basically another team, half of those players we've got.
Yeah.
Right? We've got Soler, you know, we've got
Hoisin Sauce.
That's, you know, you got those guys. It's like, yeah, cool. There's 3 really good players that we can take back.
Artur's gonna come back.
Hey, yeah.
Full credit to him. He's been good this season for Fiorentina.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, you just use him as a sub. You use him as a sub, start him in games that are less, you know, like not as big. That's what you have to do. And you're going to need players like that more than next year, hopefully, if we make Champions League, than we did this year. But honestly, like, we need to buy the players that we need to buy. You know, we only need to buy like maybe 4 or 5 players and bring the others back. But if we start selling guys like Soler and get rid of, and if we lose Hoisin, then there's going to be even more gaps.
Well, and then Bremer might leave, and then other players might leave.
Well,
we're going to have more holes than, you know.
Switch teams.
Yeah. I'm really concerned for the fact is, John Tilly's come out and said, we need to qualify for Champions League to get that money to be buying players. And I'm only concerned for the fact is he's said it twice in papers or, you know, in press conferences that he's done with media. I actually am a little bit concerned because I've never heard, like, Juventus, you know, the management talking like that before. Like, you know, it's the money. Champions League, I mean, what's in the coffers? You know, like, Exor's freed up X amount of millions and you're just telling us it's the Champions League. I mean, the Champions League is not like all the money. your money comes from your actual club, you know, for sponsorship, stuff like that. So I'm just trying to weigh it up. Like, you're telling me that that money is the reason why you would go and buy players.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense? Like, what, you qualify, what, it's an extra, like, you qualify, you get 30 mil, 20 mil? I mean, that's not going to buy you. Probably lucky to get one or two players out of that. But you know what I'm trying to say, Ant? It sounds like he's not giving you no expectation of, you know, players coming in, but, you know, he's saying that don't get your hopes up because we rely on that little small portion of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Because look at other big clubs. I know a lot of big clubs run insolvent. They run in debt, i.e. Real Madrid's, you know, your Barcelona's. Man City's got an endless cash book, same as PSG and that. But what I'm saying to you is, why aren't we spent, like, the owners are in the top 3% of the world in the richest families, yeah? They should have X amount of money to spend. Why aren't they spending the money to build a superpower team? They never will, never do. Do you know what I mean?
Like, when they've just blown so much money, you know, and, you know, getting in debts and stuff like that. Yeah, you're right. But, yeah, not 100% sure. But, look, I don't know what it is. Not really sure. That's a pretty tough answer to...
I feel our image has been damaged. This second term of Max has damaged the image of Juventus.
Yeah.
And you know, people might think, oh, what are you talking about, Ricardo? No, I'm honestly saying, have a really good think about it. He's damaged our brand. You know, when I go back, you know, we got rid of him because his football wasn't sexy enough, yeah? Wasn't attacking enough, okay? Get rid of him. We go down the Sarri-Pirlo route. Pirlo didn't want it. He tried it. He got us into Champions League, and he won two cups. Sarri, to his credit, he won a Scudetto.
Yeah.
And he said some of these players are uncoachable. Well, maybe what he said back then was right. But, okay, COVID hit, all this. But we shouldn't have been accepting this as fans. We deserve better.
Yeah.
What's loyalty, mate? Loyalty is, you know, you follow your team, you buy a membership, you buy your merch, and you watch them.
Yeah.
Well, there's many Juventus fans around the world that do this, and they do it every year. We're probably the most diehard fans in the world of a football club, but the owners, they treat us like it's just a business.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to understand why and how and where we're going as a club.
Yeah, well, look, hopefully a lot of those questions get answered in, you know, in the next 2 months.
And you know, I'll tell you something, and to our listeners, if we don't get the right person, now I know you're probably thinking, oh, but we don't have the money to have a Zidane come or big name coach. But I think if we don't get the right management in and the right management with the right people around him, we're going to be 5 to 10 years going through the same bullshit that we just went through.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest fear. So just to put it as it is, they need to be doing the right thing. They need to be, you know, Giuntoli's trying his best, but all I'm saying is we need to be Juventus like we used to be. Feared, you know, defensive-wise, we were just first class. You knew what you were getting. Now we're so predictable. Players are just, it's sort of like disinterested in that. We need to get rid of all this. It starts scratch from scratch and get the right people in, right leadership group on and off the field, and then move forward.
Yeah.
So Giuntoli's got a big job. And I know last 12 months, you know, there was not much of an expectation, but this next 12 months I do. Because if you can't do it, you got to find the right people, the person. And Manner's left. Manner's going to – he's the one who was part of the next-gen team. He's built that there, and you know they're doing really well. They're going to be in the playoffs to go into Serie B. You know they'll be huge for us, but you know those people that started that project and now are pretty much going, and you know we've got good up and coming players to go into the future. But the way it is at the moment, we're wasting money, and we just we shouldn't be looking at players that like a Ramsey or a Robbio that's left a club and you know signing them to these stupid deals. We should be worrying about what we've created more than anything. But I suppose that's what Juventus going to do. Yeah,
definitely true. But like I said before, we're just gonna have to wait a couple of months. Because I think that's all we're going to have.
You know,
Chiesa
is a perfect example. They're talking about 1 year extension. So, okay, 1 year extension goes to the Euros. What happens if he kills it?
Yeah.
You know, big team comes in and goes, hey, you know what? We want you to come to us.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, is Chiesa worth the 40, 50 mil? Would you sell him? Yeah. Would you sell him?
Yeah, I don't know. I still think he's, you know, not because I like him a lot, but I still feel that in a more positive team, he can be an even better player.
I reckon if he was in another team, he'll be scoring goals. Not all the time, but he'll be that player that we expect.
Create more goals and
yeah.
It would just. You know, like I just feel that I feel that his time's not done with us, and I think you know a fresh start will make the world of difference for a lot of people. Our team needs it. I feel really, in a way, you know, like we can say what we want about players and how they play and all that, but I actually feel for having a coach like Allegri for 3 years that you know. Some of these players can go to other teams.
You're right. So,
I just hope that the ones that have waited all this time and stuck by our team, and there's a few of them, you know, like there's still Bremer, I still think Locatelli can be a much better player than he is. Chiesa, Vlahovic, these guys could go to a lot of teams and make the same money, if not more, because of the way Premier League pays.
And you know, Anthony got way out, right? Alcaraz got injured. But there's players that come to the club. And, man, where are they? I mean, they're not getting time or whatever. I mean, you just say, well, who do you blame? You blame the manager. But this last game, I'm blaming players because the players have checked out. There's a lot of players have checked out, and that ain't our style. You know what I mean? That's not Juventus like. And I just feel like they're there for a wage and then go home and, you know, and then come back to work sort of thing. They don't show any form of passion for the jersey at the moment.
Yeah, totally agree. But it's a big mixture, isn't it?
It is. And the thing is, they're so lucky that we've, you know, other teams are doing bad or not catching us like they're supposedly meant to, you know. And the one win we've had, that, you know, was against Fiorentina. I mean, it wasn't the best win, but, you know, and then before that was, Fosanoni. You know, Rugani in the last dying seconds of a game wins us the game. That's not impressive for a club like us.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
So, you know, when I'm hearing other commentators thrashing the hell out of Max, I see why now, because, you know, even the substitutions he's doing, why is he playing so negative? You got, like, players in your team and on your list that supposedly meant to do the job of scoring goals, And then you've got such a defensive playing style. It just doesn't make sense in what he's trying to achieve.
Mm.
So, in saying that, Ant, I'm just going to do one really quick rant here. This is one for Max.
That was your win.
Well, you know, there was a bit of a long trade talk, call what you will, but no, I'll hit this one within 30 seconds tonight, and it basically is going to go straight to him because, yeah, it was a press conference, mate. It really got me this one. So it's Ricardo's rant. Press conference of Mad Max Allegri, mate. It had to be seen to be believed, mate. This guy was bullshitting out his asshole sideways, mate. Mate, please. You're telling us that it was a good game, was nice to watch, and we got what we wanted. That sums up a manager that's in decline in a very big way, Anth, and to our listeners. I want to see the back of him. I think a lot of us do. People that believe that Max is a good coach, he was a good coach. It's just sad reality is this. The game style is outdated. Teams work us out within probably 10 minutes of a game. And we cop goals. And Juventus don't cop goals in previous seasons, you know, like the history that says in the last 10, 15 years, we've been pretty good in our defence. But please, Max, don't give me that bullshit. It's negative football. Players do not know what they're doing, and you're playing players out of position. And the substitutions have been disgraceful. So, Max Allegri, please do the right thing at the end of the season and part ways with the club so they can move on to find somebody else. And that's my rant.
Oh, yeah.
No, man, that's just bottom line is this. It's done.
It's spot on.
And if I see, I'll be honest with you, if they turn around and go, oh, no, we're going to let him play or coach out his last season, it will put us back 5 to 10 years.
I totally agree. I reckon it will too, because,
It will be a no-brainer, mate. There will be players wanting to leave the club and it will have a playing list that would struggle to make top four, top six.
Top four. Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
No, yeah, I've analysed the last probably 8 games this season and there's nothing really to write home about.
Mm-hmm.
You just got players, individuals in moments of brilliance, and they're not playing as a team at all, mate. And Tech, I know he broke his nose in this game. He's out for a couple. But, mate, he has saved their ass in a lot of the games this season. And it could have been very ugly.
He saved our ass for the last. He saved our ass ever since bloody Allegri came back, in my opinion.
Oh, mate, he has pulled out some ripper saves and, you know, and full credit to him. I mean, you know, there's rumours that he's not happy with, you know, the money he would be getting and, you know, he might be looking at other clubs. But, look, Ant, not much we can say now. It is what it is. There's 6 games to go and we have to try and win at least half of those games.
Yep.
And I'm worried on Saturday morning, our time, when we play Calgary. I've got a bad feeling. And that feeling is it either could be another draw or loss. I don't see us winning a game. Yeah, what can I say to you? That's pretty much sums it up. So, insane. Yeah. Anth, any final words on the podcast tonight you want to...
next game, Cagliari. Away, it's Melbourne time, Saturday the 20th of April at 4:45 a.m.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. You can catch our podcast at, like I said, I still need to write them down, how unprofessional. Google.
Anchor Spotify.
Spotify. Apple.
We've got Apple.
Podbean.
Podbean, Amazon Music, iHeart Radio,
nice.
Google Podcasts until the end of the month, Twitter, which is X, Instagram, the Three Juventinos Facebook page, JFC Melbourne Gigi Buffon Facebook page, and all good podcast distributors out there.
Oh, yeah.
And to our listeners, thanks for listening in and share us around. Tell your friends. We're just three Aussies here in Melbourne, Australia. Love Juventus, but at the moment, there's not much to love about them because it's making us feel sick. And
that's probably why Mark's sick.
Yeah, that's why Mark's sick, and I've ordered a box of chichato, whatever the you know, the magnesium and stuff like that. He's got a box of that now at the moment. He's trying to skull down because everything's making him sick.
Hopefully he's good to join us on the next show, and we've got more, hopefully, some positive news instead of another negative show.
And in saying that, Anth, our listeners, you've been listening to the Three Juventinos.